Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Another Insane Devotion on the Love of Cats and Persons, written by Peter Trachtenberg, narrated by Joe Jeffrey. Another Insane Devotion. This was gruesome, fighting over a ham sandwich with one of the tiny cats of Rome. He leaped on my arm and half hung on to the food and half hung on to my shirt and coat. I tore it apart and let him have his portion. I think I lifted him down, sandwich and all, on the sidewalk and sat with my own sandwich beside him. Maybe I petted his bony head and felt him shiver. I have told this story over and over. Some things root in the mind. His boldness, of course, was frightening and unexpected. His stubbornness, though hunger, drove him mad. It was the breaking of boundaries, the sudden invasion. But not only that, it was the sharing of food and the sharing of space. He didn't run into the alley or into a cellar. He sat beside me, eating. And I didn't run into a trattoria, say, shaking, with food on my lips and blood on my cheek, sobbing. But not only that, I had gone there to eat and wait for someone. I had maybe an hour before she would come, and I was full of hope and excitement. I have resisted for years interpreting this, but now I think I was given a clue, or I was giving myself a clue, across the street from the glass sandwich shop. That was my last night with her. The next day I would leave on the train for Paris, and she would meet her husband. 35 years ago, I ate my sandwich and moaned in her arms. We were dying together. We never met again, although she was pregnant when I left her. I have a daughter or a son somewhere, darling grandchildren in Norwich, Connecticut, or Canton, Ohio. Every 5 years I think about her again and plan on looking her up. The last time, I was sitting in New Brunswick, New Jersey, and heard that her husband was still teaching at Princeton, if she was still married or still alive, and tried calling. I went that far. We lived in Florence and Rome. We rode in the Bay of Naples and floated, naked, on the boards. I started to think of her again today. I still think I am horrified by the cat's hunger. I still think I am puzzled by the connection. This is another insane devotion. There must be hundreds, although it isn't just that. There is no pain, and the thought is fleeting and sweet. I think it's my own dumb boyhood, walking around with Slavic cheeks and burning stupid eyes. I think I gave the cat half of my sandwich to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?